Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. This is it, Election Day 2025, and while many, many New Yorkers have already voted, those who have not have today to have your say. Let's get the latest live from our Glenn Shuck.
And good morning, everybody. Yep, Election Day is here. We've got nice weather as well, so this heavy voter turnout is expected to continue. A historic day ahead, no matter who wins, obviously. It'll be quite a story to tell. As for Donald Trump, as we've been talking about, he's weighed in, urging New Yorkers to vote for Cuomo, basically kind of calling him the lesser of the evils. But Andrew Cuomo says any New Yorkers vote for Curtis Sliwa is a wasted vote.
Curtis Sliwa is not a viable candidate. He cannot win. He is in the race as a spoiler only. If you want to vote for Sliwa, faster way is vote directly for Mamdani.
And as for Mamdani, again, he's been the front runner most of this race here. The lead, depending on which poll you look at, has slightly fallen, but he says he's ready to go.
And the first day that I will spend in City Hall will be very much like the last day I will spend in City Hall. It will be focused on the cost of living.
Of course, we'll be following the candidates today. Andrew Cuomo will be voting later this morning on the Upper East Side. Here in Queens this morning as well, Mamdani will be casting his ballot for himself. And again, we've got all the bases covered. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Astoria.
Yeah, we're also voting today for public advocates, city controller, borough president, city council members, and in Manhattan, Manhattan DA. The polls are open in New York, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. To find your polling place, visit findmypollingsite.vote.nyc. In New Jersey, the most high-profile race is for governor, where it could be a photo finish. Democrat Mikey Sherrill held a Victory Morris Dems event in Morristown.
My entire campaign has been focused on New Jersey issues. Unfortunately, Donald Trump is really attacking New Jersey quite frequently, so I talk about that as well. But I've really focused my campaign on affordability, declaring a state of emergency on day one to freeze rate hikes and drive down costs for families.
Republican Jack Cittarelli was on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News.
We accomplished all of our goals with the vote-by-mail ballots. And within 9 days of early voting, we're right where we need to be. Again, if we replicate or do better than we did back in 21 with the Election Day voting, we're going to be celebrating a victory.
The polls are open in New Jersey, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Get all the results as they come in tonight on 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM and at 1010winds.com. Congestion pricing back in the news. Why? Because President Trump is weighing in, saying he is looking to terminate it. The comment came in a social media post in which he was dissing Governor Hochul on a number of things. In response, the governor's spokesman said, quote, the Trump administration tried once before to kill congestion pricing and lost. If they want to try again, we'll see them in court. The cameras are staying on. The MTA with some good news for riders on a couple of the subway lines.
If you take the L train in the morning, expect more frequent trains.
I love that. I'm for it. All for it.
April is all for it because she says those are the trains that are the most crowded.
It's always so packed, so I think adding as many more trips as possible would be great for everyone. Get to work on time, get to school on time.
Ben Chang thinks the L train is already pretty consistent and on time.
We'll see. I mean, I think it's good objective, I guess. We'll see how execution carries out.
A-Train service is getting a boost with one more round trip at Lefferts Boulevard and Far Rockaway during the day. The MTA says all of this will reduce the wait times for 100,000 riders per weekday. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, here's a statistic that may shock you or not. The total number of hours people sat in traffic in the New York metro area in 2024 was 893 million, with the average individual sitting in traffic for 99 hours. And
survey says
we're not even the worst. That would be Los Angeles.
If you find yourself sitting in traffic, not just during rush hour, you're not the only one.
7 to 10 minutes added on. The people are quick to honk the horn.
The latest urban mobility report from Texas A&M's Transportation Institute says that New York ranks number 2 in the top 101 urban areas for total delays. Dorothy says it's even worse now than it was before the pandemic.
People drive really crazy.
The report found new traffic patterns that people are sitting bumper to bumper. Bumper, midweek, midday, and even on the weekend. Taxi drivers like Sved say he's definitely seeing.
A rush hour have 30 minutes.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in St. George, Staten Island.
The NYPD out with new crime stats and reporting a record low number of shootings for the first 10 months of this year. 596 shooting incidents with 744 victims through October. That's lower than the previous lowest year, 2018, when there were 641 shootings with 768 victims. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says this is neither luck nor coincidence. She says it is the direct result of the department's precision policing strategy and the relentless work of the men and women of the NYPD who carry out that plan. Here in New York, more pressure on Governor Hochul to do what Vermont and Virginia are doing and use state money to fill the gap in federal funding for SNAP assistance. It's something the governor last week said no state has the resources to do.
Last week, the governor announced $106 million in emergency grants to food banks and pantries. But Legal Aid Society staff attorney Emily Lundgren said that is not going directly to SNAP recipients.
And it's not going to be enough to sustain those food pantries to get people through the month of November.
She said the state has the money to backfill the program.
We need Governor Hochul to step up. It's our understanding that New York has reserves for a $4 billion surplus and over $30 billion in reserves.
Progressive and labor groups, along with Democratic and Republican state lawmakers, have signed a letter to the governor calling for New York to draw on its surplus to fully fund the food benefits. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There is an arrest in what police say was an anti-Semitic spitting incident in Crown Heights. 40-year-old Nicholas Jones is accused of targeting a 16-year-old near Eastern Parkway and Albany Avenue on October 22nd. Jones is now charged with aggravated harassment as a hate crime. The body of a second kayaker missing in the waters off Long Island has been found. 25-year-old Aaron Montemarano had gone missing Saturday in Shinnecock Bay along with 27-year-old Shane Garcia. Garcia's body was recovered Sunday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.